the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with...
You say it.
Maya May, star of radio, screen, production, Broadway, Hollywood, and Bollywood, coming soon, and reading commercial endorsements all over the world in voices that she didn't even know she could do. Oh! So.
Okay, it started again. Okay.
So, take two.
Take two.
Take two.
Okay.
It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, starring Maya May, star of stage, screen, radio, television, Broadway, Hollywood stage shows, radio stage shows, and coming soon to India, Bollywood. She'll also be available for commercial endorsements and autographs and merchandising at the table outside after the show. Thank you.
Also,
WC Chronicles. Who pushes buttons and makes me drink you? Yay!
So, Maya, it's been a couple weeks. How are you? What's been you?
What's been you?
What's been you? What's your story?
I have to write an essay for English, and I don't think I'm gonna do it.
You what?
I have to write an essay. It's the biggest paper of my life, and I don't think I'm going to do it.
And why is it the biggest paper of your life?
Because it's so much, like, there's so much to it, and I just don't know.
What's the topic matter?
You could pick your topic, but it's just, like, the way you have to write it. It's MLA format. I don't know if you know.
What's MLA format?
It's just a special format, and it's a research paper, and it is so difficult.
Is that, like, I know what PDF is.
Yeah, but this is... MLA format.
I know what AVI is.
I don't even know what AVI is, but MLA format.
I know what JPEG is. I know what GIF is, and that's about it.
MLA format is definitely the hardest I've ever done.
And the one format I hate is TIFF. T-I-F-F.
What is that?
That's another format, like a PDF.
Oh.
They screw it up.
Really?
Yeah. So that song. What did you think of it?
The song was okay.
I've been looking forward to talking about this.
All right.
So the artist, Prince. Passed away.
Yeah. My health teacher told me it was because of cocaine overdose or something.
That's what I heard. It was a prescription drug overdose or something like that.
Yeah.
The story is in development and still coming. So
mm-hmm.
So being the genius Maya is, what do you think about that? Prince passing.
I mean, like, Prince didn't really affect me. Like, I didn't really, like, listen to Prince. I've done, like, a couple of dances
mm-hmm.
to Prince and, like, some of his songs. But, like, I wasn't really, like, a big fan. I mean, like, yeah, it's Prince.
You don't collect everything.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I didn't listen to all of his songs. I don't know all of his songs
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Because this opening song there was a song called Delirious. That was probably mm-hmm. my most favorite song.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Because I like that do 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 do
yeah.
do 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 do. It's almost like a rockabilly song.
I like that one song. It's like, I think it's like a star.
A star. Baby, I'm a star.
Yeah, baby, I'm a star. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So, Prince will be missed. Da 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 da.
Yeah, it's funny because like I saw like pictures and they were like putting in memory like Prince and Michael Jackson, like Whitney Houston, but mm-hmm. they didn't put up like David Bowie or something.
Yeah, you know what's funny is about 3.5 weeks prior, Prince was at a David Bowie tribute concert and he sang a David Bowie song at a piano called Heroes that David Bowie did.
Dang.
Kinda cool. Strange.
Yeah, and then he died right after. My music curse.
Ooh, maybe you're right. There's a music curse. I hope not.
That'd be
bad.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
So, you had an encounter with some bad Chinese food, I understand?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it?
I feel like it was just me because there's a lot of, like people that go there. And it's still, like, a working restaurant and stuff. Like, not a lot of people, like, get sick from it.
Well, there's that TV channel that has they call it the Dirty Dining, mm-hmm. Dirty Dining segment. And they go and they will investigate restaurants that get hit by the health department for dirty dining. And I mean, it's just my observation, but it seems like there's always an Asian food or Chinese food restaurant every week that's getting shut down because of too many what they call demerits or too many health risks.
Yeah, this Chinese restaurant. I've been to a different Chinese restaurant that was kind of similar to like the way it's like served, like the food. It's like kind of like a cart.
Yeah.
Carts go around and they have like different foods on there. So they have like appetizers, one cart, and then like meals is another part, and like dinners and desserts is like other carts. Yeah. And you get like a card and it's filled with like all the foods. And they check mark every time they give you a plate, they check mark like what you have. And I went with my friend because she's Asian, so like I wouldn't go with my parents, like they wouldn't want to go there, you know. Yeah, they just, it's just like, it's not something that we would usually eat, you know.
Yeah,
we'd probably go, if we go to any Asian place, we'd go to like Panda Express, which isn't even really Asian. No, or to a sushi restaurant that I'm pretty like familiar with. Yeah. But this is like Chinese food, and I like to eat like sushi and like Japanese food, which they're like different. So the Chinese food, first of all, they don't have like really, they don't really like eat rice unless it's like sticky rice. And it was like sticky rice in like this leaf or something. It's like wrapped up. And that's the restaurant that they had chicken feet at.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't eat chicken feet.
Good. Like, good to hear. Good to hear.
Pretty sure. But, I eat chicken feet. Yeah, I can't even. My grandma said she ate chicken feet before. She's like, very nutritious for you.
No, I'm not going to eat something. The chicken's been walking around in its own shit. Okay, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you clean it. No, thank you.
But like, yeah, I don't know what I ate. It's just, I just ate whatever, I guess.
So don't eat there again.
Yep, just not going to eat there again. So, and I've gotten sick from another Chinese restaurant before.
Yeah.
But it was like teriyaki chicken, you know?
Oh.
That's it. Yeah.
So let's get away from food.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't even like gross me out. It's just like I got sick and I don't know.
It happens.
That's just what happened.
It happens. So. But you're back now.
Yeah, I'm good. I got all that poisoning out of me.
I'm so glad we get the poison out of you. We don't need to hit you with a save shot.
Yep.
Shall we get the first word up? Because we're going to do some riffing with a random word generator. First word is... Oh, I'm going to stick with this one because you already mentioned this one.
Oh, God.
Essay.
Oh, my God. Yes. My essay. I don't think I'm going to do it. I talked to a lot of seniors that had the same English teacher before. And they said, I asked them, I was like, what topic did you guys pick, you know? And they said they didn't even do the paper.
Yeah.
They said they didn't do it. And they passed the class with like, because they had like a good grade before the paper. They got the paper. And my teacher, what she does is she's like, she grades pretty hard, you know? So she knows that a lot of her students aren't going to get like good grades on the paper. So she does a lot of extra work, like other work away from the essay that you can get good grades on, you know, like easy grades. Like we read stories and then we do packets on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, I copy my friends. I don't do the packet. Like we have like a group, a message group with all my friends that have the class, and we just... Every time we finish, like, a page or something, we'll send pictures and we'll just copy off of it. And it doesn't really matter. And, like, I have a big English class and, like, she makes us grade our own papers, which is really kind of stupid. But, like, I feel like she knows what's going on and she only does it for us. What we do is, like, if we didn't finish the paper or something, you tell your friend, like, oh, I'll switch with you.
Yeah.
You know, because she collects all the papers and passes them out. But you could just switch with your friend if you want, you know. So you'd switch with your friend even if you don't have it done, and then they'll grade it for you. And she calls out grades.
Yeah.
She's like, Maya, and then your partner says the person who graded your paper says your grade. Like,
and she doesn't check. She never sees the paper.
Yep. She does it. I feel like she does it for us.
So what is this class teaching you in for life? What is the long... I mean...
It's English.
I'm kind of taking...
It's English.
I know I've given you a bad time in the past. I'm not going to do that anymore. But you're like, what am I ever going to do with this math? What are you ever going to do with this English?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, MLA, the essay format that she's trying to teach us, she's like, I've had students that came back and they're like from college and stuff. And they're like, oh, I don't know what I would have done if you didn't tell me how to do MLA format, you know? Because like... in college, they have to write like big research
papers. You're gonna have to
like
keep
that, and I don't want to do that. Like, if I'm gonna have to write a big research paper in college for a certain like elective that I'm going for, I'm not picking that elective. Like,
you're gonna have to keep me up to date on what this MLA format is,
because it's really complicated format to write an essay.
It sounds like something that you would do for going fishing or something.
I don't know.
Today we're gonna bait the hook and cast our rod and reel on the MLA format.
I don't know. It's pretty difficult. Like, did you remember the note card thing?
Yes.
Yep, that was for the essay. I have all my note cards, and it's not all of them. I have them, like, somewhere on standby ready to go. Yeah. And I'm supposed to write an outline.
Yeah.
With, like, just all my, like, topics for each paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of paragraphs. Like, the outline is really big. And outline was due last Monday, yeah. And I didn't turn it in. Because I didn't do it. And she said, if you don't turn it in like today, you're going to be way behind. And I was going to turn it in on Tuesday. And I still didn't do it. And on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and Friday, I didn't do it. And uh-oh. Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You ask me in the form of a question about the word essay. And okay. I'll give you my answer.
Wait, what? You said you asked me.
Well, yeah. I asked you. The word was essay. And I, for your response, I gave it to you in the form of a question. Tell me about your essay project. So uh-huh. You can ask me
okay.
a question of something on an essay.
Okay. What was the hardest essay you've ever written? Like, what was it about and, like, what was the reason you had to write it for and, like...
The hardest essay I ever had to write was, it was a book. We had to read the book. It was called The Red Badge of Courage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this young kid.
What class?
Social science. It was like an English class, but social science mixed in together.
Oh, history.
Or history, yeah. Because we were okay. reading books that were about social and history and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this one was about the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this, because back in the actual Civil War, kids who were 16 or 17, they would go off to war to fight. This is for the freedom of slavery and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Red Badge of Courage. I tried real hard to read it, but then we were going to be watching the movie. I'm like, okay, this movie is going to be my savior.
Because, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It just made it even harder.
Was it the complete opposite of the book?
Yeah, it was kind of like going in the opposite direction. Uh-huh. Red Badge of Courage, meaning that a soldier who would go out, you know, because back then they would charge each other, both sides, the north and south. And you'd get wounded, you know, on the arm or the head or whatever, or the leg, and you would put the bandage on and basically tie it. And the bleeding would turn it red. So that was your red badge of courage.
Oh, okay.
Showing that you were the first soldier running out there on the front line to get hurt. The movie was nothing. It was into the story at all. So I wrote it out, turned it in. I think the teacher's name was Mrs. Dartmouth.
Dartmouth.
Yeah, I think that was my English teacher. I didn't care much for it, so that's why I can't remember her name. But then she goes, Wayne, try again. And I'm like, what? So I take it and I write some more stuff down, you know, turn it in. By this time, I'm up to 2 pages.
Yeah.
Wayne, try again.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. That is scary. She just gives it back and she's just like, try again.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you did wrong.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
And I'm just... And I'm like, okay, this is my, like, 4 times. She turns it back to me, 4th time.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm by this time, I'm just BSing my way through it. The Red Badge of Courage is an example of what we are like in humankind from the morning we rise and we try to conquest the day. And that's what they were trying to do by the symbolization. I was trying to use big words.
Yeah.
Symbolization of the artifacts of which we are as humanoid beings for the red badge of courage as a common goal. It finally turned it in, and she's like, okay. And here's the thing, I thought she was reading it and looking at the details,
mm-hmm.
and I was afraid I was getting it wrong.
Yeah,
no, what she wanted was like 4 pages.
Oh, and you, how many pages did you write?
Like 2.5.
Oh, okay.
And then every time I'd turn in another half, another half. Uh-huh. And so finally, she gets it. She's like, okay, that's all I wanted. Just want to make sure you were going to have 4 pages.
You could have just
I should have just BS'd the whole thing through the first time, but I didn't. So that was the worst essay I ever had to write.
Oh gosh.
I did not like it.
I used to write essays, and all the essays that I like really didn't care about, like I was just like, hey, I'm writing stuff down, you know.
Yeah.
I got like good grades on, and then the essays that I actually did care about, like I was like, oh my god, like I really have to get this done, like I really have to know what I'm talking about, and I get bad grades on them, and I'm like, well, I tried, like.
I gave my best effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's this gonna? I mean, in some metaphorically way, it'll come back and help you in life.
You
don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
So you do this.
No, I don't think it's. I don't know. I couldn't care less for that English class. I think the whole ninth grade English class was just crap, because what more can you learn? I mean, you learn what verbs are. You learn what nouns are. You're never going to use it again.
I learned more from Schoolhouse Rock than I did in English class.
Exactly. You learn more from, like, anything else. Like, as long as you know how to read, what words mean,
and I told you
how to talk in English, yeah, you're good.
Conjunction, what's your...
Yeah, exactly.
I showed you what Schoolhouse Rock was.
yeah. It's so easy to learn from there, and then, like...
I learned more by bringing that up as a topic to share with you the second time around than I did the first time around.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a reading English class that we took right after lunch. It was like for 45 minutes. And I didn't want to read. I'd rather draw a little spaceman or something on my notebook paper. So I was pretending to read Star Trek books. Okay?
Yeah.
I would go home on the weekend, watch an episode of old Star Trek, and I would write the book report about that.
Man, I never did that. I would read the summary of a book.
Yeah.
And then I'd write it down. And then I'd make my mom sign it. And they don't care. Like, my parents don't care. Like, they'll sign. Okay, can you sign this? Yeah, I'll sign it.
I sometimes feel like the school districts are trying to teach you how, like, well, you're going to have to cheat and swindle and maneuver your way through life. Here's what we're going to teach you how to do it.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Like, they just want you to cheat through it all and everything. I don't know. Like,
I don't remember any. No. Well, next word. Our next word is harmony.
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 I hate it. I don't like that name. Like, I don't like it when their name is harmony.
What about singing harmony? You sound like Snap, Crackle, Pop.
I just need it. Yes. Okay.
Crack a knuckle?
Yeah.
Well, put it up into the microphone if you're going to do it. You know what that is, right?
Arthritis. I'm just
kidding. No. It used to be people thought that cracking your knuckles gave you arthritis.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It doesn't. It actually, it's a benefit.
Yeah, it just gets rid of, like, the air bubbles in your knuckles.
That's because they just actually filmed the actual popping of a knuckle.
Yeah.
Up close.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And then there's a guy that popped his knuckles for, like, a certain amount of years, like, until he was old and he doesn't have arthritis yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just, well, like, you just, when your back just... Went, or whatever that was, it'll do it on its own without telling you.
Yeah, yeah. Other parts you crack, like, or, but, well, I always crack my neck every day.
Oh, right there, right there. the movie Jaws, the man eating shark.
Yeah.
There's a part where they're just about to go out in the boat. And these two old sea dog captains, you know, they've got all these shark wounds that they've had over the years. And they're like, well, I got bitten by a shark right here in 1947. Oh, yeah, well, I got a shark bite right back here. And I got the teeth still stuck in there. They're comparing all these shark bites. So it's like, I can do this. I can crack. Well, yeah, well, I got in a car wreck. I had a fake plate put right here in my collarbone.
Takes it out.
Yeah, if you want to see, I got a plate right here in my forehead, see?
Broken tooth still there, though.
Yeah, see? Alright, so you want to skip the word harmony with the next different word?
Yes.
Pen.
Yep, I've been looking for the right pen because my favorite ink pen just ran out of ink.
What was your favorite ink pen? A regular ballpoint pen or a gel pen?
I have no clue. Yeah, I still have it. It's just...
Go get it. Let's see it. Yep. Look at that, folks. At home, the pen is empty.
I don't know. I've never really... Like, this is the first pen where I've, like, emptied out.
Now, you're going to laugh at this because I always keep... I don't lose pens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, here's my desk. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, over here, papers, computer here, telephone, or whatever here.
Yeah.
And either the pen's falling under the phone or it's getting under a bunch of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually been trying to make myself get into the habit of putting the pen behind my ear.
So, why?
So I don't lose it. So I don't.
That's weird. It, like, makes your ears bigger, too. Like, it stretches them out.
No. How does it
like
make?
Like that. See? It stretches them out. Well, but if you don't have it.
But I know.
Then you're gonna lose it. It's gonna be even worse because it'll either be behind your phone, if you don't put it behind your ear, but if you do, someone's gonna be like, wing!
Ah! Yeah, but this concept about makes your ear bigger. I wanna see this. I don't believe you.
See? Okay. There you go. Now it pops. Popper.
Well, you just got special ears. That's all.
No! Pops on every ear, I tell you.
We just got... Well, I'm going to try.
Every ear.
Maya, every you ear cracked me up. Well, with your permission, I would still like to try to create... I'm trying to create the habit so I don't keep losing my pens and putting my pen right there.
Well, you do what you gotta do.
You, I'll have a piece of Velcro installed right there in the temple of my head. So that way I can put the pen right there.
Actually, that's a good idea. Is that a good idea? You won't... Yep, it's a good idea. Shave a little spot off your head.
One of these days. Well, it's a little harder for you because your hair's longer.
Yeah, but... Yeah, actually, no. That's why you make buns out of pens. Like, I've done it before. I couldn't put my hair up because I didn't have a, like,
can you put your hair up in a bun right now with a pen?
Yep.
Do it.
I think maybe two pens.
Two pens? Let's see if Maya... This is the test. Can Maya put her hair up in a bun?
I have, like, irregular pens. So I'll take two pencils.
And now you got a place to put a pen behind your ear. Where do you stand on men buns? Man buns.
Man buns are pretty cute.
They are.
Yeah.
I think they're ridiculous.
I think they're pretty cute. Cute. But this isn't a man bun because I'm not a man.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for not being a man.
And voila.
And then it
comes. I told you. So you... that's what you do. Yep, that's what girls used to do.
Well, eventually I'm going to be breaking or starting my habit of making sure I get a pin right there. Even if I don't need it, but at least I'll have it on hand. If I need it.
It's like a trick. Like, say you don't have a pencil, right? Mm-hmm. You ask someone for a pencil, and they're like, no, I don't have any pencils. You think they're lying. So what you do, turn the air conditioning up all the way, and when it gets really hot, they'll put their hair up in a bun, but they don't have any hair bands, right?
Right.
So they'll use their extra pencils that they said they didn't have. So then you'll find out that they actually did have pencils, and they're a liar. And you can go up to their face, and you can be like, I knew you were a liar. And they'll be like, well, I'm sorry, it's hot in here, but I'm using these two pens.
So are you a responsible person, or are you a responsible student that brings enough pen and paper and pencil for yourself?
I don't have paper.
You don't have paper?
No, I just forget to put it in my backpack.
But you need paper at school, though.
Yeah, sometimes, so I just ask my friends.
Unless you go back to the Stone Age, like the Flintstones, and you have to get out a stone tablet, and you have to chisel into it.
No, my friends have paper for me, but I always have pencils, so like if anyone asks me for pencils, I'll give them a pencil.
So presence of... I'm going to forget the joke. It's not going anywhere.
Okay, next.
You get our next word.
Recording.
What is your favorite kind of recording?
What do you mean, kind of recording?
I don't know. Answer the question however you want to.
I don't know. I like to record things a lot. Like, when I'm with my friends, I like to record. We record a lot of things. Like, we always have our phones, you know, like recording stuff.
Audio, video?
Not audio. Mostly video, yeah. We just record ourselves, like, being silly, and then we'll always look back on them. So I have, like, no storage on my phone right now.
A bunch of storage on mine crashed, but it was kind of a good thing. Wow. It cleared out the queue.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like one time I updated my phone and it deleted all my pictures, but it did give me a new start. Like, I don't, like, if I try to clear out my pictures, I'm like, oh, you know what? I think I'll just look at this later, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like, I'll have two of the same picture, just one is like a different filter. I'll be like, oh, well, this one looks better, but this is the original, so I have to keep the original, you know? Stuff like that. And like, if it just clears out by itself, then it's kind of like, well, it's gone. What can I do? Like,
filters are, I mean, there's like maybe on Instagram or some of the other apps, there can be like 30 different filters. I come to basically two of them. There's like the black and white one that makes it look like a pencil drawing.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that kind of makes it look like a cartoon. Those are the only two I use.
Uh-huh.
Anything else, you see people that will spend their, like it's a big decision.
Yeah, it is kind of like I do that too with my friend, you know. And I'll usually like not put any filter on most of my pictures, but like some of them I'll put a filter and it'll make it look more blue or something like that, just so it can match like my feed. And
your feet?
My feed.
Oh, your feed.
My Instagram feed.
I gotta take a picture of your foot and I gotta get the right filter on there.
Yeah, gotta make sure it's the right color. Like stuff like that, you know? Yeah.
Next word. Should I just do one more word?
Okay.
Let's see. Shooting. Have you ever shot a gun?
No. I should, though.
BB gun, laser tag.
Laser tag, but that's like not real. It's just a little button.
Yeah.
Maybe I have shot a BB gun before. I don't know.
Because on that hydraulic thing, that's those little cartridges.
Yeah, I think I might have shot a BB gun before when I was little or something. I know I've had friends that had BB guns, and I'd always like ask if I could shoot it, but I don't know if I actually did shoot something. I don't remember, but maybe I did when I was little, because I'm pretty sure I had like BB guns in Ukraine and stuff.
My mom, I can't remember if I told you this story. My mom was learning, was getting the safety rules on for a handgun at the shooting gallery.
Why? Why didn't you need a handgun? Just for protection?
Just for protection, yeah, they purchased. So they went down there, and my mom really not savvy with guns. She's not a cowgirl or anything. Yeah. You know, like no rattlesnakes around. But, you know, it's long concrete, big long concrete tunnel like that. And then the target comes down. And so my mom's getting ready to shoot the first one. It's you know, 50 yards down, like from here across the street or something in a gallery. Getting ready to the instructor saying, you know, okay, now pull back the cock, the hand cock, release the safety and pull the trigger. So my mom's like, bam! She shoots out the light bulb at the end.
Well, at least she shot something. Yeah. What was she aiming at?
It's supposed to be a target there, you know.
But was the light bulb, like, close to the target, though?
No, it's, like, behind it, illuminating it. Or just partially, kind of like, here's the target, and here's the light bulb, so it's shining down on it. They had to shut down the whole gun range. Everybody, targets on, you know, light, everything else, so that they could change the light bulb, because my mom shot it out.
Oh my gosh. Because they don't want anyone shooting while they're changing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a compliment. It's like extra marksmanship. I don't need no target. I'm taking out the light bulb.
Yeah. Well, it's a big F you to the place, too.
Yeah, you're right.
You won't sell me a gun? Okay.
No, you won't. Well, shall we call this podcast Endage? Endage, anything else you want to say?
No.
I'm glad you're feeling better, though.
Yep. That's how it is.